systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Friday, April 29th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 488. Welcome. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, thejamble.com/live. You can give us a call, 406-204-4687. What?
Give us some hate mail. Whatever.
What?
Or hate messages.
Hate messages?
Hate
Don't
messages.
Ask the internet for hate messages.
I
Jesus
love them.
Christ.
In all honesty, it's really kind of amusing.
I know, because you're a girl, and girls thrive on that inner destruction.
Absolutely, dude. Call in and tell me how much you hate me. I love it.
I love you to hate me.
Gives me something to bitch about on the show. It's
you
nice.
Would think you would get enough of that from me, but apparently,
I do.
Apparently
I do.
Not.
And
so.
From the rest of the world, so
let's
whatever.
Just ignore what she just said.
It is fun sometimes.
We're having a party. Did you know that? We're going to be in Wisconsin. Gonna tip some cows.
You know what's funny? I was talking to my boss, your friend, about the Wisconsin thing. And he's like, wait, you're going to Milwaukee?
Milwaukee?
Like, yeah. He's like, I'm going to send money with you and you're going to bring me back some Pabst shit. I'm like, what?
Wow.
He wants it because I guess Pabst is like
that
brewed over there or some crap.
Right, but is that lame that
he wants
like
all the original? Well, because I guess it's different here, and he wants the original like
really?
Stuff from yeah, the brewery.
Red Fox, he's kind of orchestrating this whole multi-podcast party live show. It's going to be Saturday, July 23rd, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're going to be in Chicago also one of those days. We'll be up there the whole week hanging out. Doing stuff, and if it's not a good time, you can blame Red Fox. So there you go.
So, well, hey, maybe if at all we could make a detour and go to the brewery. I kind of want to see it. Whatever.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. I don't like Pabst at all, but
I want to see where all of this death and destruction originates
when
from.
When you go
yeah,
somewhere,
like
okay,
that.
When you come to my work or something, how many people do you see with a fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon
oh,
can?
Oh, no, I know. I played
hand.
On a kickball team that was sponsored by
yeah,
them. I
dude,
know.
Dude, that is
about
like the biggest beer up here for some reason. Like, it's the
I'm
cheapest,
just saying it,
like, pit, like watered-down piss fizzy drink that anyone could drink up here, and everybody loves it. I don't understand.
I'm just saying it's not, it, doesn't,
like
it doesn't sound like, it's not gonna, you're not gonna get into the brewery and it's gonna be like Willy Wonka's fucking chocolate
yes, it
factory.
Is.
Like, it's a fucking
I'm gonna swim
brewery.
In a river of
they
past
make
Blue Ribbon.
Beer. Who
and
gives
drowned
a shit?
And die.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not that into beer, but I it doesn't sound like something. Like, if you told me we were gonna go tour the Intel facility, I'd be like, cool, that sounds cool. Because they have cool shit there. They have big
yeah.
Armatron robots. It's a fucking brewery.
Can you get
we
off
have
the Armatron
here.
Thing, man?
We have those here.
Well, yeah. I don't
oh, wait.
Know. Just,
I'm sorry.
My boss got all flipped out about
hold
it.
Hold on. Red Fox says, I was going to take you guys on a brewery tour until I just destroyed his dream of that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's
I'm
not
sure it'll
for
be
me,
fun.
So. But
I'll just make sure we get kicked out of there, and that'll be fun. So.
Well, I mean, he did, my boss just wants some cool Pabst.
Well, we'll
so
do
whatever.
That. Just,
yeah.
just for Matt, we'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that but, so he fucking makes sure I have the time off in August.
Thejamhole.com/forums, there's a post in there under the meetup section. If you want to meet us down there and hang out, we'll be Milwaukee, Wisconsin, July, I think the 21st through like the 25th. We'll be down there the whole week. So the live show that you want to come to is Saturday, July 23rd. Us, Am I Bugging You, Spork Roast, Multi-Podcast, good time. Still working on some other shows to hopefully join us. So check that out. And then fucking Saturday, August 13th, right here, right now, but then
right.
our third annual. Gonna be a good time. We fucking party the whole week. Got some new things planned. If you've been here for the first one or the second one, thejamhole.com/250 or 404/404, then it'll be all new stuff except for the show. The show is going to be the same old dumb shit, but
Yeah.
We're going to do a little whitewater rafting, going to do a little rustic camping.
Fuck yeah.
Some electricity-free, green, eco, gem hole, eco-friendly camping.
I think it's just going to be nice to actually go out there when it's warm and during the summer. Because when we went out there before, I mean, it was like fall. Okay, and it was turning into winter pretty quick, and it was kind of icky out and stuff, kind of muddy and whatever from what I don't know. But if it's nice like August usually is, then it should be good. I mean, it's like a perfect place for a cookout for sure.
Yeah, we'll be cooking out all sorts of things. It's gonna be a good time. TheGentleman.com/forums.
Battery packs.
We got you guys covered for places to stay. For everyone that flies in from out of state, we got a couple houses that were donated by some friends of ours, so that's pretty awesome. And it's gonna be a whole week of awesome good time jam hole fun. TheJamHole.com/404 if you want to see last year's, or the first one is at TheJamHole.com/250. There's pictures, there's trailer, and then if you want the actual live show, $5, help pay some server bills and domain name renewals.
That'd be nice, because we're coming up on that, we're really broke part of our lives again.
Again, you know, that same one we went through last payday and the payday before
right,
that.
You know,
and every other godforsaken payday since I've been working.
Well, it's been, it's hitting me a little bit harder this time, I noticed, just because nice. They've had to cut back hours here lately because of the slow season, and it's starting to pick up again, but I'm still on that old schedule, and the last paycheck I got was pretty small. And I mean,
so small.
There's only three cooks, and there's not enough hours for all three of us to have full time. And that's fucking sad.
And you know what? It's going to get even fucking worse, because do you know what happened today? Do you know what happened today?
For fucking hours.
Does anyone have any idea what happened today?
Today, if it's what you talked about when we got home.
Today is the day the medical marijuana industry died in Montana. Actually, July 1st is the day that it's going to die. Right now, it's severely wounded. It was trying to make a break for it in the U.S.
It's like
the legislator
shot.
Like gut shot him
now
as
it's
a trap.
Bleed out for a while.
And somebody tried to get him, but they're dead. It's bait. So we had HB 161, which was complete repeal. And we'll talk more about this on the Hot Box. I just want to mention, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
July 1st, everything goes back to the black market. Slowly crawling back to the black market with our tail between our legs, like begging for a bag of fucking weed. I don't even care what kind, man. Like, how many people, when they got their card, went to their fucking dealer and was like, "What's up now, sucker?
Ha! Right?
No more $50 ace for this, nigga!" And then just, like, you know, like, totally just fucking blew it in their face and was like, "Nah, I'm a fucking legal, you're a dealer, I don't get my weed from you no more." We'll be crawling back, like, "Honey, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately."
Yeah, but those dealers...
And I made some mistakes.
Those dealers, since the medical marijuana market went moved on.
They've gotten a lot better at growing pot,
in
jail for selling heroin.
Yeah, they moved on and went to other drugs. Now they're going to resort back to pot later.
Amham says, "Stop smoking grass, Matt, and you'll save more cash." That's not true. Burger says, "So by the time Matt gets his card, it won't be valid." I don't think I am ever getting my card, and they basically stole $150. So thanks.
Yeah, we
for
can
that,
use that.
Legislator.
Dicks.
But yeah, I'm like, I'm just picturing like a bad breakup, and then like us going back to the dealers when this fucking happens July 1st, and just begging for them to take us back. Or you back, or whoever.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, most of the people that are growing and caregivers, things like that, they're not just going to chop down their fucking plants and burn them because of this.
But still, it's not like we have open storefronts anymore.
Well, no, you're just going to have to do it like and back in the day. Go like to the I fucking said, well, house. Hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah.
We'll talk about this more in detail about exactly what the changes are. But basically, the governor vetoed 161, which was complete repeal. So that would have wiped out everything completely. Then they came up with SB 423, which was basically repeal light that you have to be blood relative to grow, and you can't sell it. Yeah. You have to give it to them, and
did
you can
post
only
the
have
bill on your Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Facebook.com. You guys should go and check it out there because it's a really fucked up bill.
It's ridiculous. Facebook.com/thejamhole. It's up there.
There are so many stipulations on this bill. To it, I mean, like you said, they tried their fucking hardest to make it the most expensive thing to do to get your card, or you know,
that's the idea. 30,000 people
even make money off of the
down to 3,000 people.
You can't even make the money off of the marijuana anymore,
right?
You can't.
And that's awesome. Like if you force them to give the medicine away, then technically I can just walk into a pharmacy and they have to give me my prescription, right? I'm not going to pay for that. If I'm getting my pot for free, why am I paying you for my pills?
Right.
You should just give those to me, right? That's how this works, right? You can't do that to one and not the other.
Well, it's not the pharmacy's fault. They had to buy them from the pharmaceutical companies.
I also get
companies.
Free cigarettes now and free alcohol if I want it as well. So that's pretty awesome.
What is that?
But yeah, we'll talk about that more tomorrow on the Hotbox, hotboxpodcast.com. So it's very, very disheartening, though.
Is that spilt? Says all the dealers will put down their cardboard signs and put their hoodies back on and have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I hope.
Yeah,
I hope
everyone's
ready for what's coming. That's all I'm going to say. I hope you're all ready.
Everyone that was in the medical marijuana industry is now applying everywhere for a job because their storefronts are closing. Their livelihood is
gone. And how many
gone.
People fucking were unemployed, took the last of their money and invested in some lights and started a shop and was doing good for, you know, since 2004?
Yeah.
And now nothing. Back to unemployed. Back on the unemployment line, which is funny because Governor was kind of tasked with making more jobs and resuscitating the economy.
Now he's
what does he
away.
Do? Like, that's not what we wanted. So anyway, and kind of speaking of that, we have some listeners here and there that like to go through the back catalogs. We have over 488 other episodes once this one is posted that you can listen to all the time, all for free, all up on thejamhole.com. The whole archive is up there. And if you subscribe in iTunes up until episode 500, which is coming up in the next couple months, they're all on there. So after we hit episode 500, I'm going to trim the feed down and just put the latest 100 episodes. That thing's getting a little out of control size-wise.
Well, I mean, fans, if they really want to go and listen back,
they'll
they can
still be
email
on the
you,
site.
Right?
They'll still be on the site. Ah. It's just if you subscribe in iTunes, instead of all of them showing up, just the latest 100 will show up.
Okay.
So, but that's I don't know. Cool. I kept it that way because I like when I subscribe to a show that they have everything there and I can pick what I want. You know.
Yeah.
I'll usually listen to every 10th episode just to get a feel for it. But.
So what happened with this?
So one of our friends, Bad Manners, thejamhole.com/donate, he's currently at the top of the leaderboard there for most helpful Jamholians of 2011. If you donate some cash, you'll get up on that. And the winner at the end of the year will get just the most amazing thing. I can't even tell you. That's how amazing. This is going to be like Pulp Fiction. Like, you don't know what's in this. And he sends me a text. You guys can text my phone, 406-848-1739. And it says, hey, I was going back, I'm at episode 101, I think. Yeah, episode 101. It's called Relation Shits. It's from October 20th, 2008, 2 days before my birthday, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And apparently he found this quote.
I love weed, but I'm not going to, like, make a whole fucking podcast about it, like.
That's from...
I love weed, but I'm not going to make a whole podcast about it.
Weird, right? In 2008. And now what we have... And that's what he says, like, hotbox much? I'm like, God damn it. I said that? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, you did.
I kind of want to go back and listen to that episode now. And yeah, that probably didn't come through the live feed very well. I'll fix that in the podcast. Sorry, guys. But I kind of want to listen and see what context that was in. Like, if we were talking about a weed story, and then we were like, wow, we could do a whole show, and then I was like, oh,
no,
I like weed, but I'm not going to do that? Or I don't
know.
I'm just
bet
kinda,
you it was like
I don't remember.
Somebody, maybe just because of the name of the show.
Relationships?
No, the Jam Hole.
Oh, what?
And you're probably trying to explain.
Well,
because
in the notes, it says... The quote of the episode, beat your fucking kids. We talk about a Muslim that tried to blow up a restaurant but fails because he was a retard with the mind of a 10-year-old. These are show notes Braden wrote. And couldn't figure out how to open the bathroom door. A man that was arrested at a car wash for sucking himself off with a vacuum.
Nice.
A man, classic jam hole, right?
Yes.
Content, good. That's what you guys listen for. You know, I know. A man that killed his wife with a cleaver because she changed her status on Facebook to single.
Whoa.
And of course, so much more. As always, love ya. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Dude.
Pretty awesome. Episode 101, so check that out.
Jesus Christ.
I love weed, but I mean, come on, I'm not going to make a whole fucking podcast about it.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
When somebody else that loves weed more than you comes to you and asks for
Spilt says cleavers should be illegal. The beaver cleavers. So, South Park started up again Wednesday.
Yes!
Oh, God, love that. Who got put in their place Wednesday evening?
Apple?
Steve Jobs?
Oh, my God.
You didn't read the term? Oh, man, that was so great. So I just wanted to mention that. And I have one more invite to ILT. So maybe we'll do another lottery if anyone wants that. Email info@thejamhole.com. We'll put your name in a hat. I don't know, $5 donation. Let's not do that again this time. We'll save that for something else because I know money is tight. And I have some fucking shitty sad news to mention here.
What?
Lack of funding is causing the SETI telescope array to shut down. And that, like, that breaks my heart. They use the Allen telescope array. SETI is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Yeah.
Seth Shostak is the guy that works there and runs it, I think. Started it, I don't know. They do that podcast I'm always mentioning, Are We Alone? That science mm-hmm. podcast I listen to. It's just such a great show. And I just found this, and apparently there's not enough funding to keep this thing open. This blog post is off of jonathanturley.org. He says, while the Obama administration has commenced a third war in Libya and is spending billions, with a B, billions every week in military operations from Kabul to Tripoli, it is shutting down various domestic programs for lack of funds. The latest is the Allen Telescope Array, a large number of small satellite dishes that search for extraterrestrial life in Northern California. The prohibitive cost? $1.5 million a year. And then an additional
spending billions in a week.
Right. And then an additional $1 million is used on data collection and analysis. In the meantime, the administration is refusing to yield to the latest Afghan official insisting that the country does not want or need U.S. troops, and yet another case of an Afghan soldier killing U.S. personnel, this time 8 soldiers and 1 contractor, killed by one of our allies. And he gives a link to this story here in the live chat if you want to check that out. I remember seeing that a few days ago. This dude just rolled in and, like, shot the place up. And he was wearing the Afghan soldier uniforms. And they were kind of spinning it like, he stole the uniform. He wasn't really an Afghan soldier. And it's like, well, maybe after hearing that they don't want our help over and over again and that we should leave, I'm kind of thinking that maybe it was. Maybe. So anyway, we have all of this just ridiculous amounts of money being funneled into
that.
Basically death and destruction. Greed, yeah. Politics, death and destruction, which nothing good ever fucking comes out of, ever. And meanwhile, it takes like a fucking fraction of that to do some cool ass fucking science. And that's not like, wow, guys, what are we focused on here? We're going to kill medical marijuana and marijuana in general because we don't make enough money off of that. And then we're going to kill funding for abortions because, you know, we're not overpopulated enough. And then we're going to cut funding for anything that might give us a little advanced warning if we were attacked by fucking aliens, which it may or may not happen. But it might.
But
if you look at the Drake equation,
billions into our fucking jarheads over in Iraq.
That's appalling. The whole government needs a huge restructuring. And this kind of brings to mind the reason why we have that right to bear arms. Something about when the government gets corrupt. The people are supposed to stand up. What are we doing? We're sitting on our fucking couches shoving potato chips in our mouths going, nah, oh, well, what do I do? I'm just fat, lazy, Joe American.
Yeah.
It's so fucking retarded. Splilt says, cut funding for the free clinic. Now I'll be forced to spread the clap and overpopulate the states. It's fucking fucking A. Astronomers at the SETI Institute have been told that the United States can simply not afford the $1.5 million needed to continue their scientific work. The team had isolated 50 or 60 of those planets that looked promising for signs of life. The 42 radio dishes will now be turned off. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. What's up?
Guess who it is?
Oh, Red Fox. What's up, G?
Hey, you know, but I feel so much safer that they're spending billions checking my luggage coming home from Disney World.
For liquids?
I mean, I looked...
What a joke.
Well, no, it wasn't... I checked this bag, but, you know, I didn't have toothpaste or anything.
No, I was...
I mean, I got this little note that I was inspected and they went through my bag.
Hmm. I was referring to a news story I saw a few days ago also that said the TSA is trained to find liquids and that's it. Like, they're so focused on that. But yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, dude. So you're into politics. What the fuck is it? Revolution time, or can this be settled in a political manner with diplomacy and bribes?
I mean, look at the Tea Party. I mean, they're already starting their own revolution, kind of.
Yeah, but
Ron
for
Paul
what?
Got Ben Bernanke to make a press conference. That happens once every century.
Yeah, that's true. Funding.
I don't know.
1.5 mil. What? Good,
we're
Red Fox.
We're getting close to something here, I think.
Yeah, I feel
when
it.
When it comes to politics.
Yeah? Like what?
I mean, Donald Trump. Look at, I don't know.
With his Trump towers?
Well, he got Obama supposedly to show his birth certificate. Well, he's taking credit for that.
And did he?
Well, he said if Obama doesn't show his birth certificate, he's going to hire a bunch of investigators.
Really?
So did Obama show the birth certificate.
And is everyone happy? Now will everyone shut the fuck up about that?
No.
Of course not. We have proof that Wakefield scrubbed fucking research and said that fucking vaccines cause autism on a complete lie, and people still believe that. He's even been fucking taken out, dude, like out of medicine, and they still believe that shit. There's you can't change. Dude, the legislative hearings here, we had scientists and researchers and legitimate scientific evidence saying, look, marijuana is helping these people, and even the people that aren't dying of cancer, it's better for them than anything else they could be taking. And they still fucking didn't listen and went with, you know, what they wanted to do instead.
Yeah.
Decisions are not being made that govern our lives based on logic and reason. They're based on a lot of religion, kind of. These people are taking their hints from whatever religion they are, and most of them are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And
religion
just
and money.
And rumors. And like urban myths, dude. It's ridiculous. And this is shit that like affects us. Like, are you serious?
And don't forget money.
Money and
is
money.
A big part of this.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier in the chat about how it's you cannot have the police be in their best interest to find little bullshit things to bust us on just so they get paid. You know, that cannot be the way the system works.
Well, kind of is.
And whose fucking idea was that? You get paid if people are bad, but you're here to protect and serve. Okay, sure.
They're here to fill their quota. They're not here to protect and serve, okay?
Spilt says those are the same people eating Airborne every hour.
And that shit was totally disproven.
And sued the fuck out of, and I still see that shit in pharmacies here.
Oh, it's made by a school teacher, blah, blah, blah.
When I'm getting my pills for free now, thanks. Starting July 1st.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable.
You go ahead and call fucking the pharmaceutical companies that produce that and tell them that they have to give it to the pharmacy for free.
They're probably the ones that padded the pockets for that little movement.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Red Fox, do you want to tell everyone about this Milwaukee thing since you're the one putting it on?
Well, we're going to have you guys. We're going to have Am I Bugging You? Possibly a couple other podcasts that we're still.
You want to tell them something I haven't told them?
What's that?
You want to tell them something I haven't told them? Like where?
Oh, the location?
There you go. Wow.
Yes, it's going to be at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Ooh, nice.
So I booked the room there.
Do they have a particle collider there?
No, it's got a seismogram.
Really?
Yeah, well, so you can see like earthquakes.
Hey,
stuff.
You better tell them to turn that motherfucker on because we are going to shake the house down. And I want to see what we were on the Richter scale. Awesome.
Yep.
July.
So yeah, it's going to be there. And then we're going to probably go. There's a bunch of bars that are really close by you can walk to from school.
We're
probably just going to go after party there.
Nice. You're going to make me go do a bunch of drinking just because of all the pot smoking that we did here. I can't wait. I am not a good drunk. All right. Well, thanks for the call, dude.
Yeah, no problem.
And let's all pour out a little liquor for the telescope array here.
I know. That's so sad.
All right. Well, peace out, man.
Yep. See ya.
Red Fox, everyone. Amham Red Fox, sporkrust.com. He's got a little show. They do. So if you think about it in the scope of things, they have a huge audience, and I know they're going to be asking for donations to try to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
And 1.5 mil on the internet with, you know, a decent outreach is definitely doable.
Yeah.
They could start a Kickstarter program and get people to fucking, I bet the dude that is head of, SpaceX or whatever. I bet he would fucking drop the 1.5 just like that. Just because he's into making spaceships now for private, you know, space industry.
Maybe.
That would be so amazing if that happened.
Yeah.
But if you go to SETI.org, there's a place you can donate and help out with that. So we should all do that. And if you do that, email info@thegemhole.com and we'll put you in the running for the ILT invite. For those of you that don't know. It is the shit. You want to be on ILT. And if you don't know what it is, ask Bad Manners in the chat. He'll tell you.
Burger says iptorrents.com is better.
Yeah, well, Burger wanted to see Robbie's cock. So what's up now, sucker? That's right. I'm saying gays have poor judgment.
Or just Burger.
But yeah, and this says in an April 22nd, 2011 email, which they link here on SETI.org, to Allen Telescope Array stakeholder level donors, SETI Institute CEO Tom Pearson described in detail the recent decision by UC Berkeley, their partner in the array, to reduce operations of the Hat Creek Radio Observatory and thus the Allen Telescope Array to a hibernation state effective this month. NSF University Radio Observatory funding to Berkeley for HCRO operations has been reduced to approximately one-tenth of its former level, and concurrently, growing state of California budget shortfalls have severely reduced the amount of state funds available for support at the HCRO site.
Hmm.
It says, what's next? SETI Institute is working on numerous efforts to ensure the array comes back online as soon as possible. Donor support is needed to restart SETI observations on the array. So
that sucks.
That fucking sucks. Yeah. But what do you do?
Hibernation state, as in
You closed the lid of the VIO and it went to sleep forever.
Ever. That's
That's ridiculous.
They could probably do it. They could probably get the funding. I bet from other. You know, means
I hope
internet
so. People's. I really do, because that's good work. You look at the Drake equation, which basically you put in a bunch of variables, and it tells you it gives you a number of how many planets might possibly have life on it, and we should be looking for that stuff.
Yeah,
because we don't know. The universe is fucking huge. We don't know. So pretty interesting. this is terrible.
What?
This, you know, basically, if you were a dictator or something, And you wanted your troops to just strike fucking fear into the hearts of your enemies. What would be a good way to do that? Perhaps feeding them Viagra and then encouraging them to rape?
Sure.
With raging Viagra hard-ons?
Sure.
Troops just rolling around full-cocked, like ready to blow? Oh my God, dude. The U.S. envoy to the United Nations told the Security Council on Thursday that troops loyal to Libyan leader Gaddafi were increasingly engaging in sexual violence, and some had been issued the impotency drug Viagra. Several UN diplomats who attended a closed-door Security Council meeting on Libya told Reuters that U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice raised the Viagra issue. Hey, I'm about to raise an issue
with Viagra.
With you.
And my cock.
And that is the issue at hand.
Right.
On your hand.
Jesus. Okay, go on, please.
In the context of increasing reports of sexual violence by the troops, Rice raised that in the meeting, no one responded. A diplomat said on condition of anonymity. The allegation was first reported by some British paper. And if you didn't know, Pfizer Inc.'s drug Viagra is used to treat impotence and soon free here in the state of Montana starting July 1st.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Diplomats said if it were true that Gaddafi's troops were being issued Viagra, it could indicate that they were being encouraged by their commanders to engage in rape to terrorize the population in areas that have supported the rebel alliance. That would constitute a war crime.
Yeah,
you're being
brought
up on war crime charges for feeding your troops Viagra and encouraging rape. Wow.
Encourage rape.
Amazing. Amazing.
That I'm going to say fail.
Rape as a weapon? Question mark? I've never thought of that, but let's see. Let's test it. That would be amazing.
Nah, no thanks.
Most council members, diplomats said, had expected Gaddafi's government to collapse quickly. They said the frustration felt by India, Russia, and China would likely grow if the war dragged on. The use of rape as a weapon during wartime has received increasing attention at the UN. Last year, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appointed a special envoy of sexual violence during armed conflict. Amazing. Dude. This is... We're people, all of us humans, right?
Yeah.
Like on Stargate Universe, and we have a new planet.
Right.
And we just fucking destroy shit. If you need something destroyed, people are your man.
Yeah. Humans.
Have you ever heard, moving on, kind of keeping with war and how just amazing the United States is, have you ever heard of the Mosaic philosophy?
No. Maybe. I don't know. Tell me about it.
This is from March 17th, 09. Lawrence Wilkerson, a retired Army colonel who served as Colin Powell's right hand at the State Department, he writes, quote, "There are several dimensions to the debate over the U.S. prison facilities at Guantanamo Bay, the Gitmo in Cuba, that the media have largely missed, and thus of which the American people are almost completely unaware." He noted that prisoners had been seized and shuffled quickly off to Gitmo without the process of vetting and review that had characterized earlier military operations. He has, they basically, like that movie we watched, where the dude is in the airport, and he's like Egyptian or whatever, and all of a sudden he just gets abducted, and no one, like, ever hears from him again.
He's in Gitmo.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Why would you do that?
Because we can. I don't know. Because we think they have information that we need because war is a profit-running machine. I don't know. It's weird that that's where we focus instead of, like, trying to figure shit out and see, like, what, you know, we should be exploring space. I'm going to Mars so bad.
Well,
fuck all y'all.
Fucking try and get a new leader up in this bitch. All he cares about is... and blowing people up and shit. So.
I don't think it's him, though. I honestly don't think it's the
government.
President. It's the surrounding body.
Right.
And it's been that way for so long. It's hard to, like, get them to do any... Are you guys trained in anything else? Like, can you do anything else at all? Like, anything at all. We know how to pray and fuck shit up and rape.
Yeah.
And pop pills.
Right, right.
And that's it. Several in the U.S. leadership became aware of this lack of proper vetting very early on, thus of the reality of that many of the detainees were innocent of any substantial wrongdoing, had little intelligence value, and should be immediately released. But to have admitted this reality would have been a black mark on their leadership from virtually day one of the so-called Global War on Terror, or GWAT. And these leaders already had black marks enough. The dead in a field in Pennsylvania, in the ashes of the Pentagon, and in the ruins of the World Trade Towers. Never forget. They were not about to admit to their further errors at Gitmo. Better to claim that everyone there was a hardcore terrorist, was of enduring intelligence value, and would return to jihad if released. I'm very sorry to say that I believe there were uniformed. I couldn't figure out if it was uninformed or uniformed, because it both could work there. Uniformed military who aided and abetted these falsehoods, even at the highest level of our armed forces. So basically, the idea of the Mosaic philosophy is you roll the fuck in, and it doesn't matter if they're innocent or not. You take the detainee. Because he lived in Afghanistan and was captured on or near the battlefield, he must know something of importance. This general philosophy in an even cruder form prevailed in Iraq as well, helping to produce the nightmare in Abu Ghraib. All that was necessary was to extract every possible last thing from him and others like him, assemble it all in a computer program, and then look for cross connections and serendipitous incidentals. In short, to have sufficient information about a village, a region, or a group of individuals that dots could be connected and terrorists or their plots could be identified.
But what if they get somebody that really doesn't know anything?
Doesn't matter. Once you're there, that's
it. Torture your ass until they get it?
Yeah.
Until you make up something?
But, right? Wouldn't that cause a lot more made up shit? Like, if you're going to torture me, I'm just going to make up whatever the fuck I think you want to hear.
Right.
That's
but
it.
But then they go, well, see, the thing is then they go and check it to find out you're bluffing, and then they come back.
Well, either way, you bought yourself some time. And either way, they're not going to kill you right away because they think you know something. It's a terrible fucking thing.
What do you do if you don't know anything? How the fuck do you get out? Like,
you try to fucking kill yourself. I don't know. Once you're at that level, at that point, when no one knows you're missing or no one can do anything because you're in fucking Cuba... getting tortured? No, I'm sorry. We couldn't keep searching for extraterrestrial life because we have to keep, you know, torturing the fuck out of these people that may or more likely not know fucking anything. But we're going to feed all their bullshit into this computer program some guy made and connect the dots, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, because you know what? It comes out a stream of gibberish because everyone made up shit so they could... fucking leave.
Thus, as many people as possible had to be kept in detention for as long as possible to allow this philosophy of intelligence gathering to work. The detainees' innocence was inconsequential. After all, they were ignorant peasants for the most part, and mostly Muslim to boot. Crazy.
So that doesn't mean that they're like people, right?
Exactly.
So they don't like, you know... they don't matter. They didn't have a wife or kids or, like, you know, job.
And all of these, we'll go through these real quick just to kind of outline the intensity. But all of these were validated by a batch of U.S. classified government docs released this past Sunday by the WikiLeaks. So,
okay.
Back in 2003, one young Afghan was seized by security forces after a bomb detonated by the side of the road just because he was kind of nearby. He insisted that he was just a shepherd, and the intelligence analysts at the CIA believed him, confirming that he had lacked even rudimentary knowledge of military and political concepts. He was nevertheless classified as enemy combatant and held for 3 years.
Jesus.
Right? Another man was dragged off to Gitmo because he was a mullah in Kandahar, a fact that placed him in a, quote, position to have special knowledge about the Taliban. The youngest prisoner, a 14-year-old Afghan boy, was seized because he might have, quote, possible knowledge about local Taliban leaders. A reporter for Al Jazeera was held in captivity for 6 years so that interrogators could gather information about the internal workings of the Al Jazeera network, including information on how it had secured an interview with Osama bin Laden, information Al Jazeera had freely and immediately shared with the U.S. government before the interview ever aired.
Dude.
A few prisoners were apparently shipped to Gitmo on the suspicion that they might provide information on esoteric subjects like Uzbekistan's intelligence service and the Bahraini court. Government analysts had only vague hunches linking many other prisoners to terrorist groups. Only a handful of the inmates appear to have genuinely been leadership figures. The documents show analysts struggling to justify these detentions and seeking to classify the prisoners as threats. Again, that's fucked the same up. Exact thing that happens here when you're giving them an incentive to find something that we're doing wrong.
Right.
Anything.
They're just gonna go and do it.
On a ridiculously blown up scale.
Yeah.
No pun. Blown up Muslims. Never mind. No pun, literally.
You totally meant the pun. That's why you elaborated
that's
on
nuts,
it.
That's nuts, though, right? And how much money is spent on that? And we can't much? Have 1.5 mil for... First SETI? It's bullshit.
Well, I mean,
in most cases,
job, that's what they do.
Why is that even a job?
I mean, if you have a taillight out, they're gonna if they need their quota filled, you got your taillight out, they're gonna fucking pull you over and breath test you because they're
exactly.
Dicks.
And if not, you'll be speeding and they'll go by you and they'll just go like this, like yeah. Point down, like slow down. That happened to me a couple days ago.
Yeah,
at work.
He already filled his quota.
I guess, right?
Yeah.
That's,
or he's not a dick.
Or there's just a bunch of traffic.
Yeah.
Which I happen to be in the very front of.
He was going to get somebody else.
That's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, I gave her at it. I told him, we like locked eyes and he was like down and like I made sure he saw my brake lights when he went by. Yes, sir.
Slowing down just for you until I turn this corner back.
All right. So in most cases, analysts inferred the hostility of the prisoner from the fact that he was apprehended somewhere close to a battle line, espoused a fundamentalist view of Islam, showed political hostility to America, voiced resentment of his incarceration, or in some cases had been denounced by another prisoner, usually under an incentive program that rewarded prisoners who denounced a fellow inmate. So there's your out. It was him. Peace.
There you go.
I'm going to America.
Yay.
Yeah. These criteria could, of course, be used to classify a large part of the adult male population of Afghanistan and the Pakistani borderlands as enemy combatants.
Dude.
So that's what we're doing.
It's
isn't that fun?
Ridiculous. No, it's
isn't
not
that
fun.
Amazing.
Let's torture 14-year-olds because they were near the area. That yeah, no.
Yay.
No.
All right, now moving on. This is the last story, kind of in this group of just disgusting things our government does. This is about Bradley Manning, the WikiLeaks supposed guy who leaked
right.
All of the shit that we just read about.
Okay.
Apparently, they gave a tour of the prison where he is being held at to some journalists.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you remember, I think last thing we talked about relating to this, he was being held, like, in solitary, naked, or something like that. And
yeah.
I forget the details, but... So, they gave a tour. It says, Fort Leavenworth officials granted a rare tour today of the prison that's now home to the Army private at the center of the WikiLeaks scandal. The tour highlighted amenities that critics said were desperately lacking during the private's previous confinement. Now, do you think, though, obviously they knew that the press was coming because
right.
they
so
invited
them.
Right, so
they clean them. Up and they make it look nicer.
Right?
Duh.
Right?
You don't let them in when you're fucking, you know, got them in a cement room
yeah.
naked.
Strapped
throwing
to the,
shit
the
on.
Battery charger.
Right, you don't bring the reporters in when that's going on. Come
it's
on.
Very, very shady.
You, as a reporter, should fucking sneak in there and do your job
right,
right way.
Do your fucking job. But is that nuts?
Supposed to be snaky.
I'm sneaking into Gitmo.
Whatever.
Okay.
Oh, they'll probably get held as a goddamn terrorist.
Exactly. Exactly. Army Private First Class Bradley Manning, who was charged with leaking classified military information, arrived April 20th at the Joint Regional. Yeah. Sometimes it writes itself. Yeah. The Joint Regional Correctional Facility from a Marine jail in Quantico, Virginia. Manning's 9-month confinement in Quantico has been sharply criticized by humanitarian groups who argued that he was subject to solitary confinement and suicide watch techniques that were unwarranted. So today, the commandant, Army Lieutenant Colonel Don Hilton said Manning had been cleared to be held as a medium security prisoner. The determination was made after a thorough mental and physical health analysis. After we completely destroyed your mental and your physical, we're going to build you back up, and then we'll let the journalists see you. As long as his behavior and health are good, he will receive daily visitors and 3 hours of rec time. 1 hour will be sent outdoors, and a second hour indoors.
Near a computer.
That can be sent in the library anytime. Hilton wouldn't comment specifically on Manning's behavior, but she did say during the reception phase there was nothing atypical. Hilton said he would be treated like every other prisoner.
You're right.
We're firm, but fair.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I bet you they really don't let him near any, like, computers at all.
I don't know. We treat everybody. What else is he going to tell? I mean, we know where he's at. We know... Like
what? He can send some weird shit. I don't know.
Just like some random Twitter. Still getting beat up. Jail sucks.
Stuff.
It was. I thought you guys had my back. Like, thanks, Julian. Thank you. I don't know. Like, could they really though do anything? Like, I don't think they could do anything even if they tried. Anything short of a prison break style, fucking great escape. Like, I don't. What can you do?
I don't know.
That's like maximum pen. You know. It's like Sean and his brother, just the maximum. It's hard to find jokes in this. I'm very sorry, but I feel like, you know, the stuff needs to kind of be talked about. But
well,
we have funny stuff, trust.
Oh, I mean, we get cool stories from WikiLeaks shit.
Yeah.
So
Army officials who operate the Joint Regional Correctional Facility declined to comment on his confinement at Quantico. However, 411 Worth officials pointed out some features that his supporters had wanted for him. Like, hey, you get to go outside.
Yay.
Because they're saying when he was in Quantico, he had 23 hours a day with little or no contact with other inmates, could not exercise in a cell, forced to sleep in boxers, no blankets, no pillow, because he was deemed a risk to harm himself. For a few days.
No blanket, no pillow?
Yeah, suicide watch. That's what they're saying. They made up the suicide watch just to make him uncomfortable as possible.
Isn't that cold? That's cold.
Yeah, on the cold stone floor.
Ugh.
For a few days, he was made to strip before bed, according to the reports. The conditions there caused State Department spokesman to describe the treatment as ridiculous, counterproductive, and stupid.
Yeah.
Crowley was forced to resign days later, but has stood by his statement. Wow.
Dude.
The State Department spokesman says that behavior is ridiculous, counterproductive, and stupid, and resigns days later because they made him forced to resign.
Dude.
Where does the corruption
that,
end?
Yeah,
I just want to outline through these few stories
here. If you
here,
try to do something worthwhile,
doing.
They're like, yeah, we're going to need you to sign this resignation form.
Right, and this NDA.
Right.
If you ever open your mouth other than to eat or suck a dick, we're going to sue the shit out of you.
Right. Or throw you in this other prison cell.
It's fucking appalling. And yeah, Bad Manners says, Leavenworth ain't nothing to laugh at. That's hardcore time. When you're in the military, if you fuck up, you get punished via the UCMJ. Then when you're kicked out, you get punished as a civilian too. That's crazy. Yeah. And like, I feel like it was the right thing to do. Like, that shit needs to be out there. This transparency has to come. But is that worth it to one person to suffer all of this? I feel like he just got crucifixed on the cross.
Pretty much, dude.
And now we're all going through what he gave to us and being like, wow.
He went down for us.
Yeah, that's nuts.
To show us what they're hiding.
Like, as much as I love to say it, I don't think I could do that.
I knew
that, like, I don't know if maybe he thought that they would have had his back or something, or they would have hid him somewhere or something. Like, that would have been terms of condition if I did that. Like, I'm going to Holland or somewhere in Brazil where no one will ever fucking see me again if this happens.
Dude.
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
I don't think I would have done it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Maybe released it after I was in Holland or somewhere else.
Yeah, I will give them to you when I'm in the middle of nowhere, right, ever to be seen, right, again. Right. So,
and I'm going to send it to you through some 14-year-old's computer.
Through like 100 random fucking proxies.
Right.
Quantum computingly random.
Yeah. So he was crucified, pretty much.
Crucifucking-fied, man.
In modern terms.
Keeping with, though, some sad news, the last company left in the world has died. No.
What?
The last company left in the world that was still manufacturing typewriters, whoa, has shut down its production plant in Mumbai with just,
really,
a few hundred machines left in stock.
Wow. Really? They're not making typewriters anymore.
So let's pour out a little liquor. One, for Montana's medical marijuana industry.
Uh-huh.
For two, the fucking Allen Array for the SETI Institute.
Yes.
Bradley Manning's fucking dignity and, yeah, freedom. Everyone that's in Gitmo. And now the fucking typewriter.
Man, this is a downer.
I know, right?
I have,
right,
a typewriter.
Do you? Might be I worth do. Money someday.
It's a really old one, too. It's like one of the ones you see with, like, the you know, the stupid round buttons, and you could see the posts that are holding them up and shit, and, like, you when you hit it, it goes...
Oh, man. Yeah. I used to love that sound, man. Second grade typing class? Fuck yeah. Such a...
You had to type on typewriters?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm 30. Yeah, dude. When I was in school, we had typewriters. When I was in second grade, I remember we had an Apple IIe. And then as I went through, I remember sixth grade, that was in California in second grade. Sixth grade, here in Montana, we had the Macintosh, like the color one. And then
I didn't have typing class.
Even in high school, the most we had in high school was a bunch of those Macs. Like, we didn't have... Yeah, I don't think we had a bunch of PCs then. I don't remember.
I remember
because I graduated in 99.
It was a bunch of Macs. It was a bunch of the, you know, the when they came out with those,
the,
like,
iMacs, the original candy colored iMacs.
Yeah, yeah,
the
those.
Big screen, and that,
right,
was it. Yeah, yeah,
and they were pretty colors.
Yeah, that's crazy. Bad Manner says, I got you beat. I got one that is purely mechanical. The one with the letters on individual arms that fly up and hit the paper.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's what I have.
Those are badass.
You have to change the fucking ink strip on it, yeah, so that way the fucking little arms can hit the ink strip and slam against the paper.
Dude, and remember, like, yeah, if you messed up, you had to pop the cartridge out and put the whiteout cartridge in and go back. You'd have to backspace,
yep,
and then hit the same letter and it would white it out for you.
Yep.
Fucking delete, right?
I never did that. I just replaced the paper. I didn't give a fuck. That was
really
too annoying.
Oh, fuck
I
no,
hated
dude.
Changing the ribbon.
Dude, I type so fast on the one that my mom had, like, the keys would start sticking and shit. Like, I couldn't fucking, it was,
yeah,
terrible.
No, my keys, they stick now. It's not very good to type on, but, no, I and it even does the ding thing when you fucking push it.
Yeah, dude. So awesome. Enter.
I didn't have a typing class or anything. I just, my mom got
return
me that
carriage.
Kid. Yeah.
I always remember that from the old cartoons where he, like, puts the corn on the cob thing and he's like,
yeah. Yeah.
So stupid.
Ding.
Godrej and Boyce, the last company left in the world still manufacturing typewriters, has shut down its production plant. Although typewriters became obsolete years ago in the West, they were still common in India until recently. Demand for the machines has sunk in the last 10 years as consumers switch to computers. What are you going to do, though, when the power goes out and the battery on your laptop dies and you have to type a document? You ain't going to the cloud. Going to your
you
typewriter.
Probably just use a pen and a piece of paper.
I remember having a typewriter that plugged in, too, though. It was, like, electric.
Yeah.
It was way quicker, and it sounded,
well, yeah,
like a fucking machine gun, dude. It was so awesome. I want, well, one,
yeah,
now. I want one here just so I can type in the chat on the typewriter. I want to hook up that keyboard to the laptop. Boom.
No.
You think I type loud now? Holy shit.
Dude, okay. Let me just give you a little insight of my life here. Fans, Jampolians.
My life.
When this fucker types, dude, busting out show notes or something, I'm in the shower with the shower running. Could be singing along to a favorite song, and I could hear click, 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 click.
Like 200 words a minute.
All I hear is
killing it.
And my favorite sound
awesome.
Is this. It goes tick, 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 because you're hitting backspace because you can't fucking get the keys to work around the bio, but you keep running over your own fucking fingers to type words.
I know it. I'm good on this one. And on that keyboard, holy shit, forget about it.
Yeah, but this, on there's the
some
bio?
Up, dude, there's some up with the bio keyboard sometimes. It, like, the, it's not like the keys stick, but like it doesn't pick up multiple letters when I'm typing.
Well, bad manners has it right. Matt has lead in his fingers, and that and that's
and my
probably
foot.
What it is,
and my
dude.
Foot.
Because it's my mom's fault. You know, I've met other people that type really fucking fast, and they don't slam on the goddamn keys like you do. Like, if you look on the keyboards, look at
the
them.
Shift key is worn
look
out.
Look at them.
The N.
You are an
and
abusive asshole.
Useless shit.
I said abusive.
Oh yes, I am abusive.
You are hammering away at your keys. It's like.
I don't even know why I do that. Like, it's this keyboard. I don't do that on any other keyboard. It's the fucking Vio keyboard. Because they're not keys. They're, like, inlaid into the base there. Like, these are actual keys that you can pop off. These ones you can't pop off. And they're... I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Anyway, as ubiquitous as iPads and, to a lesser extent, Zooms and playbooks, maybe the typewriter is far from dead. Ed Michael, general manager of sales at Munachi, he says that Gaudry and Bryce is far from the last company in the world making the machines. We have manufacturers making typewriters for us in China, Japan, Indonesia. Why? Prisons. Their most robust market for Swintech, where this guy works, prison. We have contracts with correctional facilities in 43 states to supply clear typewriters for inmates so they can't hide contraband inside them.
Huh.
Interesting. It's kind of weird looking, too.
That's.
We even make clear cassette ribbons for them.
Wow.
Swintech makes slightly different typewriters for different facilities depending on an institution's specific regulations.
That's pretty
they
weird.
They have a bunch of version, like 6, all with different memory capacities. 4K? You want to do a 4K? Maybe you need a 64K. We even got a 128K version.
Woo!
And if you didn't know, 4K stores about 4,000 characters. So, New York State permits inmates 7K of memory. Washington State, they allow 64K. And
that's
Michigan...
Weird.
Holla at my boys in Michigan, 128K machines for them prisoners living large.
Right?
Fuck yeah, man. I typed a whole fucking novel.
7K compared to 100 and what? 20?
4K, 4,000 characters. An average business letter is about 2,000 characters. So if you had 7K, you could do like 2 business letters and sign your name.
And that'd be it.
Yeah.
You're not allowed anymore. Nope.
Pretty that's, awesome. One guy here, they're asking, like, what's the future for typewriters? Yeah,
there
it's called
no
the fucking laptop, dude. Get over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It's called Google Docs.
They're going to start making clear laptops for
deal.
Prisoners instead.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be way cool. I could see what the fuck is wrong with this keyboard.
Well, it's
He says, I don't think typewriters will ever disappear. I don't see them going out anytime soon. Not with the fucking prison systems as much. You better order a few more of them clear ones because there's going to be like 28 to 30,000 more people in jail here starting July 1st when I get my free
they
medication.
They have computers in jail, though.
From the pharmacy. Yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that. Never been. Thanks.
I've never been there either, but... Uh-huh.
But I know.
I know.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Not at all of them.
For this little ta-da. Chicago. Chicago.
Okay.
You know, there is one thing I have to do while we're in Chicago.
What?
And that's go to a club and listen to house music just for a minute.
What?
Because Chicago house is like, Chicago's kind of like the birthplace of house, like Richard Humpty Vision and, I don't know, back in the day.
Okay.
I wonder if he still plays there. That would be kind of cool to see. Like, some, this is the fucking house that Jack built, like, funky house, rolling on E, rolling on dubs. Ew. Yeah.
I'll go with you and make sure you don't vomit.
Bad Manners says, I don't puke on E, thanks. Bad Manners says, before I started working at the electrician job, I applied for an admin assistant position for the school board. I beat out all these old ladies on the typing part. 120 words a minute. Nice. Nice. That's funny, too, because like, that's like the atypical old lady job. They're like typists and shit. And now like these kids, because of fucking chat rooms, are just like, boom.
Yep.
Yep. I just typed up both essays.
Yeah,
done.
But usually what they want is what's it called? Shorthand shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's annoying. I tried to learn that once. Uh-uh. No. That's like gibberish.
So are you ready for this?
Yes.
This is not what I had expected. When the Colorado volunteer firefighter she loved, okay, her man.
Okay, right.
Unexpectedly died of liver cancer back in 06.
Not from a fire.
Not from a fire, from okay. liver cancer, because he was a drunk, like a lot of firefighters right. tend to turn into.
And I slide out his pool.
I only say that because the last intervention relapse episode I watched, the alcoholic guy was a firefighter. And
why
he
do
was,
they still have fucking sliding poles in their fire
department?
He was
a mess. For fun. So, she tenderly re-examined his gifts to her. A rubber duck with a firefighter hat, a lock of his hair, a flattened quarter he stuck on the train tracks as a kid.
He bought it at a gift store.
Most sentimental of all was the chainsawed slab of wood Jesse Jubilee James had carved their initials into after helping extinguish a forest fire. His carving, he'd noted in black marker on the back, had first been heated in the fire's ash.
Aww.
The couple's own passion was sparked in flirty exchanges on the message board for HBO's Deadwood. Cucksucker! Oh, I love that show. Have you never seen that show?
No.
We're going to have to go through a Deadwood marathon.
I might have seen like maybe one or two episodes.
Dude, on the way to Milwaukee, we'll fucking load up the netbook with Deadwood. If we get on that plane.
We have a headphone splitter.
Fuck yeah. Dude.
We can do it.
Cucksucker! Oh, man. You might watch me vomit in the fucking airplane. No. There's a part, dude.
I'm the one with motion sickness here, Broseph.
Imagine having kidney stones or gallstones in the Wild West back in the day. Like, how they treated that shit. It wasn't with an ultrasonic fucking thing that shakes
I'm gonna
some shit.
Punch you in the side.
It's fucking pissing. Oh, wait till
just
you see this.
Just pissing them out.
It's terrible, dude. I squirm. Worse than the human centipede, I want to say. Just because it's real. Like, human centipede is real, but it's like, it's fakey real. This was like, I'm there, like, in the Wild West in the whorehouse dealing
poker.
See,
I couldn't relate to that as much because I don't have a dick, so.
Well.
My kidneys still hurt with chicks, too.
Anal.
Huh?
I don't know. I just wanted to say anal.
Oh, okay.
So.
I still like centipede, sorry. And
they met
whatever it was.
Anyway, they met. Yeah, stones. Bad Matter says stones equals pissing razor blades and salt water. That probably sums it up. So they met on.
This made my vagina twitch.
They met.
Just saying.
Wow.
Ow.
So that's what it takes now. Huh?
I was a little scared.
Note to self.
Hey.
So.
Twitched last night and the night before.
Fucking did.
Okay.
Goddamn right. Soon after, they were trading emails, letters, postcards, photos, talking almost every day on the phone, on fucking Skype chat. I miss you. Sure wish you were here right now.
All of this dude on video chat.
I'm gonna go kill myself now, thanks. Even though they had never met, Bonhom left an unhappy marriage in L.A. and was set to move to Colorado in 06 when she learned James had died. He hadn't told anyone else of his diagnosis, James' sister said, and didn't want a memorial service. You all have temples within you, he wrote in a last note. Go there if you want to honor me. Go to, you know, that temple that I erected inside of you. Go there.
Right.
Let's all take a journey there right now.
They never met and he died before he was supposed to come live with her? Come be with her?
About 7 months later, Bonhom's friends uncovered the creepy truth. What do you think?
Go ahead.
James, his young son, and about 20 other friends and family members Bonhom had been communicating with for months. Catfish? Do you remember Catfish? That doc we watched about the girl that painted?
Yeah, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, okay.
Catfish?
God, it's been a while, sorry.
They were all characters created by a woman in Chicago's west suburbs.
Oh my God.
Chicago!
Dude.
I was incorrect. This is the house that Jack built. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
The depth of the alleged deception stunned Bonhom. Completely mouth to the floor, stunned, tased. That's
so
stunned.
So did he? Okay, this fireman guy was talking to this chick, right?
No, the fireman guy is a chick.
Oh.
So they had allegedly used a voice-altering device to pose as Jesse James on the phone, coordinated numerous storylines with her characters that advanced in emails and instant messages, and sent and received mail, including children's drawings from all over the world.
That's weird.
That's
I was
completely
a little confusing
catfish.
For a minute. I was like,
that's
what the fuck?
That's completely catfish.
It is, yeah.
We should make a documentary about this dumb shit. St. James allegedly posed online as a friend of James and introduced the couple, becoming Bonhomme's confidant. Bonhomme learned the truth in 07, ironically the day after watching Notes on a Scandal with St. James, whom she had invited to stay at her California home. Her friends separately confronted St. James. Who is St. James? I don't get that now. I'm sorry. Wasn't paying attention. James, his young son, and about 20 friends. Oh, Janice St. James. Okay, she lives. She's the one that used the voice-altering device. Okay, got it. Thank you. Let's just call her Jana.
So,
allegedly posed online as a friend of James and introduced the two. Then Jana became the chick's best friend because she introduced her to her in him form. To Shim.
Got it.
Got it?
So she's Are we playing
cool?
the fireman
Are we cool?
and she introduces herself to
yeah. Please allow right. my allow me to introduce myself.
Allow my alter ego alcoholic
oh my
fireman
God.
Persona.
Who's going he's
to
dying
introduce
of
introduce you
hey.
To me.
Don't get too attached because he's dying of liver
right,
cancer.
Right. Or I'm just gonna
so
kill
crazy.
Him off because I'm getting tired of making up shit.
That's
so
crazy.
God, dude.
Her friends separately confronted Jana, who admitted on video an excerpt was posted to YouTube. Oh, please, someone find that for me. Fucking please. to putting Bonhomme through a, quote, emotional ringer for maybe a year and a half.
Dude.
Gitmo?
Oh.
Who does that? She said. When you take it all apart and look at it, oh, you feel like such an idiot. But when it's unspooled on you tiny bit by tiny bit and mixed in with reality, how do you even know where the lie begins? The lie begins on the Deadwood fucking forums on the internet, dude, in 05, okay? That's where the line fucking... Oh my God.
Dude.
Do you...
The lie begins when you say you're something you're not.
No, not the lie, the line. Where is the line? That's the line, is when you meet someone on a fucking message board, not in real life. That's the line.
Well, meeting them, yeah,
that's
fine,
I almost
but introduce
think,
them as yourself. Jesus fuck,
well, that's,
man.
Well, that's also weird. That's a whole nother
well,
line.
Well, no, you don't make up stories saying that, you know.
That's a whole nother shit. Line to a huge scribble.
Now, saying, yeah, you know, I'm pretty and whatever and
but do you
blah,
deserve
blah, blah.
That though if but, you're if you hook up with someone on a TV show web forum like do you expect that I mean I get you guys have that in common but that's a weird I don't know I almost feel like maybe you deserve that and I hope you learn a lesson from that to take away with and it that lesson is probably going to be trust no one and that's good.
Just people shouldn't be so fucking fake, I'll put it that way. I mean, yeah, elaborate on some stories.
Would it
whatever.
Be okay if it was a prank for a prank show?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What's the difference?
That's funny.
Then you get to watch it?
Well, that's funny. You're not actually disappointing the shit out of somebody when they find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you
fake.
Are. Well, you just won $1 million. Yay! Oh, no, you didn't. Like, that's dicks. That's fucking dicks.
Well, okay. You know,
it does
have
get
your
better,
little white
by the
lies
way.
And little fishtails and elaborations on little stories of your life, but we don't go completely out of the box.
Yeah, see, what we used to do is hop on Yahoo Pool, and we had one fake profile with a fake fucking picture. And
we've done that.
Yeah. But it wasn't a year and a half long fucking elaborate
my friends, my
scheme.
Guy friends, you know, because I had a group of like...
It was to send them pictures, and then one of those pictures would be an executable backdoor, and then we were in Deep Throat Trojan style, like opening their CD-ROM drive doors for funsies. So good. God, do you remember the good old days when you could send an attachment and someone would actually fucking click on it? Do you remember the good old days?
What they used to do, though, like, because I was the chick in the group of this bunch of guys, you know, they wanted to fuck with their friends, right? So they would... I'm a chick.
It'll give you $10 to blow my friend.
No.
He'll hate it.
No, it was...
He totally hates getting his dick sucked. Check this out.
No, it was, let me take a picture of you so that way I can put it on this fucking profile page and use your image to get into this dude so I can fuck with him.
To get all up into this dude.
And they did quite a few times, dude. You know, they never used my face because usually people knew who I was. But, like, they would, you know, from, like, the neck down in, like, a bikini or something like that, and they put that on there and be like, hi, I'm so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. Dude, they would get so much shit just from that. I'm proud to have been a part of that. Prying into people's personal lives with my boobs.
Huh?
It's good.
That was fun.
13-year-old boobs, probably.
Today was a good day. No AK. Okay, so this gets better. She files a lawsuit that eventually moved to a different county in Illinois in 2009, and a judge dismissed her complaint. But last month, the Divide Illinois Appeals Court reinstated the case, rejecting Jana's argument that she was creating fiction and therefore wasn't liable. It's just fiction, baby.
I was just writing a story.
What if she was like a lesbian and really had a crush on her? I would have taken it to that other level, like trying to get in her pants and then slipping her roofies and then leaving the fucking state with the taste of her
my mouth. Okay, you know, I actually was there on vacation. I saw who you were, and then I followed you home. I knew your address.
I'm
sorry. Your plans and everything. I got your name, so I went back home on my flight, and then I started watching that show you like a lot, and I knew you were on the forum, so I got in there.
Oh, wow.
And I knew you had a thing for firemen, so...
Here I am.
You know,
ta-da.
Hey.
Hey.
Could you imagine?
And then just kiss.
A
like
a crazy person
just
like
right
that.
There.
Just going to that extent to get in. Really. Seriously.
Yeah, because that's true. A year and a half. Like, that's more than I'm just messing around.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably diagnosable.
Yeah.
That's diagnosis murder.
Fucking weird, dude.
The quote, the concepts of falsity and material fact do not apply in the context of fiction, her attorney had written, because fiction does not purport to represent reality. That's weird, though, that she's like got an attorney and stuff, and she's like, I don't know. That's weird.
Well, I
maybe
mean,
they
that,
could make
that
a...
woman had, didn't it say that that woman was getting ready to leave like her job
yeah.
and everything and move across
yeah.
over there? Okay, well, that. That,
do you think
that is affecting reality? I'm sorry.
Do you
sorry.
Think that's why he died?
Probably.
So I mean,
she
I guess
be
when
like, all right, it's getting way
when
too
cancer,
serious here.
When cancer gets you, it gets you. You know. But.
Well, no, fucking seriously. Yeah, it's fictional, whatever. But her fiction is affecting her reality. She just quit her job and left her fucking family and is trying to move across country to.
I guess if maybe you could prove that. She kind of encouraged you to do that. But maybe if you just up and did it and you got there and was like, surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it depends what the intent is, but I don't know. Are we judging intent?
So did she actually got there, didn't she?
The court allowed Bonhomme's fraudulent misrepresentation claim, which typically applies only in a business situation, to move forward, in part due to Jane's almost 2-year masquerade of false statements. Maybe they should just make it against the law to lie on your Facebook profile. There you go.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead and tell that to all the fucking teenagers on MySpace.
Now can we get into China?
I bet you that fucking profile is still on MySpace with my 13 to maybe 16 year old tits getting into dudes fucking people lie all over the
so
place.
here's the damage. Bonhomme says she spent about $10,000 on gifts for James and his family and friends, but she doesn't think Jana was motivated only by money. Phyllis Perko, who handled Jana's appeals case, said the court's decision was notable for expanding into personal life what had been before a legal remedy for business. Quote, this is a beautiful new tool, said this fucking cheese dick attorney. So, Jana said she could not, on the advice of her attorney, comment, quote, I wanted nothing from her. I only wanted to be helpful. Jana wrote one of Bodholm's friends shortly after being unmasked, signing off as Jana, content with who and what I am. Before the alleged hoax ended, Jana sent Bodholm a poem saying she was thankful for the romance between her friends and the, quote, residual of that love from which I now benefit. You know, that fake love that I made you fall into with my fake guy?
Right.
I'm getting some residues off of that. Like, I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling you right now.
She probably did turn into a dyke and totally get feelings for her and was like, oh God. A year and a half?
Yeah,
of romancing somebody online?
That's more
and
than
you're
just
getting into personal shit there. You're not
gifts.
Just like, hey, I'm on chat roulette and I like your dick, whatever, blah blah blah.
Look at my dick.
No, it's not that. You know, when you're doing that shit for like what, over a year? You know, almost 2 years.
Yeah, that's life.
That's you're like, going that's, into you're going into serious
cause that's what it,
emotional relationships.
The woman in Catfish, she was
kind
of mentally messed up over it.
Yeah.
Like she really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she was married and had a retarded child with 47 chromosomes. Going down like, what? Best Facebook fucking back and forth ever. Should do more of that. You guys were impressive. Thank you. Facebook.com/thejamhole if you're wondering what we're talking about.
Anyway.
The sun went down like, dot, dot, dot.
Like your mom.
Like 18 fucking funny comments. Yeah. So, fuck. I'm getting the residual of this love. Though the scale may be unusual, Jana is hardly the only suburban woman accused in an online hoax. In 2009, Mokena, Illinois resident Becca Bethausen attracted thousands of readers to her blog, where she wrote about her unborn child that had been diagnosed in the womb with a terminal disease. When the child was miraculously born at home, only to die a few hours later, her site registered nearly 1 million hits. Then, alert readers noticed the baby photographed in white blankets was actually a lifelike doll.
Nice.
Busted!
How'd they find
Here's,
out?
Here it is, quote, "It was addictive to find out I had a voice that people wanted to hear."
Yep.
Fucking tell me about Are you guys listening to
Isn't
us?
Isn't that ridiculous?
Are you hearing
you know,
this?
Why do you think about Three, that? Don't hey, you think that's
I think we should go 5 days a week. I think we should bump it up. Full blast, no, 7 days a week.
Sorry, I'm not that self-indulgent. I'm sorry.
I'm not that addicted to it.
Yeah, no. Pills, no, but I can see right. where they get Podcasting that, though. A lot of people, like, seriously, that's...
Yeah?
When you...
It's a rush. Like
it's
when
an
you
elaborative are, scheme that you're planning and working and building, and you're getting this person to believe what you're saying.
You're
and,
orchestrating a reality.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, it's going to make the elaborator
the mark.
Of the story feel more empowered because people are interested and
no one gave a fuck about me.
Story is.
My husband didn't give a fuck about me. No one gives a fuck about me when I'm just normal Jana fucking bullshit suburban housewife. But when I'm fucking what was his
Bob
name?
Bob the fireman.
What was his fucking name?
Whatever she made
Bob
it.
Bob the fireman. Jesse.
Oh, Jesse James.
Right? Jesse Jubilee James.
Are you serious?
I'm somebody, man. I'm saving lives. I'm an alcoholic. I have a liver disease. People give a fuck
why
about me.
Why would you say? Why would you give him the name Jesse James? Really? Are you
Jesse
stupid?
Jubilee James? Jubilee reminds me of that X-Men chick.
Well,
on that
Deadwood's
cartoon.
Like an old out west fucking show, right?
Right.
And Jesse James.
Ah. Ugh. Oh, I
dude.
Hook, line, dude. And fucking 1860 Western
Hook's
sinker.
Big enough to catch Moby Dick with.
Also going down. All right. Yeah, it was addictive to find out I had a voice people wanted to hear. That's crazy. I didn't know how to stop. One lie led to another. Bodholm didn't have an easy relationship with the James character. He was a complicated guy, a rugged firefighter who also liked to knit, a llama rancher with a love of words. He struggled with mental illness, sexual abuse as a child, and was hospitalized after trying to commit suicide.
Wow.
Wow, I want to date you.
Yeah, no.
Bodholm was also in contact with James' supposed family and friends. There was Pablo Quiato, an Argentine friend, Krista, James's jealous ex-wife, Cakey, a rancher friend, and even Riss, James's young son, who sent Bonhomme a mermaid drawing, an acorn, and a postcard of a stream near his home. Quote, "My daddy really died," the boy six wrote in one email. "I still cry every day, and you will. It's okay to do that. We miss daddy and your dog." Her what? Own therapist cried reading a letter James sent explaining his life with bipolar disorder. Ah,
oh my
this
God.
One hit a little close to home. Bipolar much? Okay. He was shocked more than I was, almost, when it emerged James didn't exist. She said. After James's death, Bonhomme grew closer to Jana, who introduced the couple online. The woman traveled to Colorado and New Mexico, where Jana showed her Jesse's old haunts, crying together. During the trip, she took a trip with her.
I know.
Jana turned over a final letter to Bonhomme that she said had been found in Jesse James's belongings.
Yeah, I wrote this 2 hours ago.
It was addressed to my dearest, sweetest short stuff.
What?
I don't want to go. I don't want to die. I'm not ready. Not now. Not when I'm so close to being whole. So since everybody has always encouraged me to be selfish in my life, I chose to die in secret. In the letter. I know, even if nobody else can understand. You can, my little short stuff. The two women spoke on the phone for the first time not long after James's death. Bonhomme said Jana spoke with a phony British Australian accent.
What?
That's so awesome. Whenever an American tries to do a British accent, it comes out as a shitty Australian accent.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. The only hint Bonhomme says Jana left of her motivations was an online description of herself cited in the lawsuit. Here's what it says. And I quote,
"All right.
Some who have never had any direct contact with me whatsoever. And
all right,
some..."
Dude, you sound like the... Okay.
That's her accent, right? The shitty, phony British Australian? Is that what I'm doing?
No, it sounds like dude from that poem.
That's what that was. Convention. That was that accent. Storm.
I know.
London flat. 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 Twat. Twat. Twat.
Stop it.
You bloody twat. Bucks. Twat.
I'm going to beat
it's
you to
fun
death.
Fun being British.
No,
twat.
It's not.
I'm going to fuck your twat.
Your teeth are too nice to be British. Keep going.
Some who have never had any direct contact with me whatsoever, and some who have and think they know me at all, like to say, I'm the world's best online scammer ever! All caps!
She's like all proud about this. Ego's like, boom!
Ever. Every decade or so, I get a taste to pose as a man and up to 20 other people simultaneously.
Jesus,
talk
dude.
About multitasking. And reel me in some juicy middle-aged woman flesh for purposes they never quite explain. It sure ain't money or sex. Well, fuck, if money or sex don't
fun.
Motivate you, what does?
It's just fun.
It's just fun.
You want to do that? Let's do it. Let's see how big we can make it. You want
let's
to do that?
Let's get
but I
population.
Won't be dumb and tell them where I really am.
Let's get Facebook's online user base to 8 billion. 2 billion of me and you.
Let's do it.
1 billion. 1 billion.
All right.
Could you imagine,
dude? Okay, you just got.
That
promise.
Would be a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job.
You know, that there should be a company
that does
hires
that.
People to do
we
that.
We should start a company
it would
that
be
hires
the
people
biggest
to do that.
Fucking user like information, like, you know, inside intel type shit for
we could call it Facebooky.com. Hey, you need a Facebooky? I'm your guy. Dude, I swear to fucking God, if someone gets that before I get money again in 2 weeks to get that. Will someone get me that? I doubt that's even a thing, but Facebooky.com. If you guys get the domain, we will do that.
Just, okay, let's do
so,
it.
So after looking
at
back at the items Jana sent, Bonhomme can clearly more see the deception. The carved piece of pine she since discovered is widely available at craft shops. Wah. Two letters sent months apart from Cakey, James's rancher friend, had dramatically different handwriting, looping cursive in one and rigid print in another. I bet you're so blinded that you just don't notice, though.
Okay, well, hang on. I have, like, two different types of writing that I do.
Am I encrypting it? I don't know.
Well, no. You can look through my notebook. I have it in my bag, dude. It's either, like, pretty elaborate cursive or
different than the writing in my rhyme book.
Yeah, or you know, I have the rugged fucking straight up, like, straight fucking line.
Bad Manners says someone is squatting on Facebooky.com.
But yeah, dude, no, I mean,
how about the Facebooky? Like what we had to do with this show. Fuck me. Such a twat.
But yeah, you can have two, three different styles of handwriting off of one person, and I do that, and I don't even notice it half the time.
Yeah, but when you're writing love letters, you have one handwriting. You use your best pretty cursive loopy bullshit fucking writing.
Do you?
Fuck yeah. Every time I write a love letter.
How come I haven't gotten one?
Because I ain't writing them to you, bitch.
I'm going to kill you.
Is that a show? Have we argued yet? Hold on.
That's right.
Hold on.
Your love letter is poking me in the back with your dick at 4 in the morning.
That's true.
Forgot.
If you would actually take the time to turn around and look at what my cock says.
I did.
There's a poem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It says...
It says, I love you. Now open your mouth and let me in. It's a haiku.
It's a haiku.
After the blinders came off, finish this up, Bonhom created a blog to expose what Jana allegedly did. Her attorney said part of the goal of the litigation is to have Jana sit for a deposition and explain herself. I just wish I knew why. You know, I wish I knew why.
There's no reason why. I'm going to tell you that right now. People are nuts and they get a hard on. Off of
you're a bored housewife.
Suckerness.
The first fucking comment says, wow, bored housewife. Like, that's exactly what it is. Your husband's at work. Maybe the kids are gone. I don't know.
You're bored.
Or maybe the kids are there. You're doing that. Like, you can do that whenever.
Yeah. Husband's like, hey, when you go to cook dinner, sorry, I'm trying to romance this slut.
And then the next comment says, hardly a housewife, more like a sociopath. And then here we got jokes. Ready? Aren't they synonymous? Ah, stay at home with a couple of toddlers for a few years and it'll turn just about anyone into a sociopath. Oh, you know, girls? Oh, tell me about... Like, shut up. You had that fucking baby because it was the greatest thing you've ever done in your life because apparently you haven't done shit. And now you're like, oh, I'm so beat. Postpartum depression. God, my body's just dead. Yeah, stop fucking having them, please, for a fucking minute.
Well,
there you go.
There you go.
Can I, ta-da.
Ta-da.
Can I just real quick share with you the dumb fuck of the week just to end since it's Friday? And
hurry up, I'm hungry.
Okay, I am hungry too.
I want food.
All right, this is dumb fuck of the week. Teenager lifted heir to hospital after being engulfed in flames.
Okay.
From a barbecue. He's 13, poured model aircraft fuel into a barbecue, closed it, poured more fuel into the valves, caused an explosive reaction that engulfed him in flames on Good Friday. Holla, Lord.
Read the chat. Don't say it out loud because someone might steal it.
Get it. Done.
Get it.
Perfect. Thank you, Burger.
That's a good one.
People listening to the podcast are fucking pissed right now. Fucking pissed.
If we get it, we'll tell you about it.
That's fucking funny.
And we're going to put it up there. Actually, you know what? If we get it, we're not going to tell you about it because we're going to scam you.
I'll scam you. Fuck.
You know what?
You don't
I'm
going
to be Bob the Fireman and fucking make you fall in love with me.
Can I be a cop? Can I be CIA? Because that'd be easy. I'd just be like, I can't tell you what I do.
You know, you pick 10, I'll pick 10, something like that.
G.I. Joe.
I'm going to be like Nikita.
Dude, what we should do, totally, what we should do is pick random movie characters and assign their attributes Like accordingly. One of them will be like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Last Action Hero, and then one of them will be Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop, and they'll be the same fucking character.
Oh my god, just different names. It's so awesome. Just put it all their character all right. in the S.
13 years old, model aircraft fuel, barbecue, closed it, more fuel, blew up. He wants to warn others about the dangers of playing with fire because his mom fucking is beating the shit out of him.
Right.
12% of his body burns. Wait, was that a sentence? That wasn't a sentence. Hold on.
Burned?
He suffered severe and extensive 12% burns after the... I don't even know what that fucking means. All right, I'm done with this.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all. For future scamming.
Thank all of you
for
participating in this. If you want to...
God, it'll be good if we do that.
If you want to participate more with us or the show, thejamhole.com/forums, facebook.com/thejamholepodcast, twitter.com/thejamhole, or twitter.com/DannyGirl with a U, Danny with an I. And a U.
DannyGurl.
That's right. We have tons of fucking videos on YouTube. We have a YouTube account that we can have videos longer than an hour or longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Up to an hour, whatever. So that's cool. We got lots of neat shit up there. YouTube.com/thejamholepodcast. The Jam Hole.
It's thejamhole.com/YouTube.
Or that goes there
that
as
goes
well.
So much easier.
Poetry. Every Sunday, get poetry at the Boiler Room. We'll be there. Sunday, I'll be there. Spitting rhymes. Fucking Spilt. Spilt might be there.
You can spit rhymes with and some I'll funny be doing shit. My time.
I can't wait. Thank you.
No problem.
I can't wait. And July 1st here in Montana. Be careful with your pot.
Be
I'm
ready.
Just saying. Be ready.
Be ready.
Two live shows this summer. One in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, July 23rd. One here, third annual, August 13th. Woo-hoo! Those are both Saturdays. I hope you join us for both of them. At the very least, come to Montana and party with us. We got a whole week of vacation I take, doing some rustic camping, some whitewater rafting. That's going to be August 8th through the 13th with the live show on the 13th. Super party, awesome. Third annual, check out the pictures from the first two we've done. Check out the trailers, those are free. And check out the full live shows for $5. Help us pay some bills, because, yeah, for real, we're fucking broke again. Like, literally negative broke, not enough money to pay bills. Server
like,
might go down.
I went to the grocery store today, and normally, okay, I'm a cook. Normally,
I'm just
I bring home
server
quite
might
a
go
bit
down.
Of shit. You know, this time I brought home three items.
Holla. That's
three
what I'm saying.
Three items. And
I
went
smokes,
through a
though.
Grocery store.
Priorities.
Yeah. Going through, yeah, no. Bringing home three things from a grocery store means I'm broke.
Hey, we're having a depression. I don't know if you know that or not. But anyway, come hang out on the forums and the Facebook event, RSVP, and we got you covered. If you need a place to stay, people coming out of state, we got two houses full of rooms and awesome that you guys can crash at for free. So,
Burger
free
says,
show, you know?
Burger says Danny should sell pics of her tits.
Yeah.
Would you guys buy them?
There's fucking pics of tits everywhere on the internet.
Right?
Like, what's... It's the big deal.
Because they want to see mine.
Well, is it coming to that?
They're on the internet somewhere.
Is it coming to that?
You know,
has
I
it already come
you
and gone?
My entire body of nakedness is online.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. You find it, you let me know. But I'm guaranteeing
awesome.
You, I am completely buck-ass naked in a few places.
I'm
in
a
the
huge
dark
whore.
Of the internet.
Completely guaranteeing you. That you will see me online naked being a whore. It's pretty
bad. Manners says, why buy them? I'm getting them on January 1st. Donate, bitches, and you'll get them too.
If you're at the top of that list, maybe.
Maybe.
May fucking be. TheJamhole.com/donate right now. Bad Manners is at the top of
Holy
that list. And Burger says, holy God, I will find that pics. You do that and send them.
Hey, yeah, give me the link when you find them because I'd like to... Ask a few
That's
questions
pretty awesome.
To the people
that
who
is,
posted them.
That is pretty fucking awesome. So.
Go to my fucking MySpace, for Christ's sake. You can see most of me there. Jesus. For
there
real.
There you go. Do people have MySpace still? I think we do, huh? MySpace.com/thejamholepodcast? Fuck yeah.
Here, I will make it so easy for you. Ink Slinger 41986/myspace.com.
Do you remember when it was a terrible idea to put your fucking birth date in any username slash password slash anything like that?
It's MySpace, and I really don't care. And my fucking sign-in name for the chat, whatever, I don't care. It's a login name.
It's cool. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter for a login name.
It doesn't. You're right.
But yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the hot box, hopefully. And back here Monday for this. And we'll see you on the forums and online and all that. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.